Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise, Season 3, Episode 1, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Now, for those of you who are new, and you know, I kind of stopped explaining this a long time ago, and you know, I realized that we need to explain because we have had a lot of new people checking out our recaps and our reviews, and just how we got here to doing this, right? Why are these two guys reviewing reality TV dating shows, right? And here's why. A long time ago, Terrell made this deal with the devil that he would never watch reality TV again until they had a Black Bachelor. Well, pandemic hit. They said, let's give the black guy a chance. Enter Matt James. And so he was stuck watching Black Bachelor. And me being the good friend that I am, what did I do? I watched it with him. In return, he promised, reluctantly, to watch one of my favorite shows with me. And that was Married at First Sight. And, you know, the Prayer Warriors united after we got through that first, what was that, season 13 of Married at First Sight. And we were able to get him onto some, you know, more seasons of Married at First Sight. You know, we haven't made it back to The Bachelor, thank God. Whew. We've done Ready to Love. We've done 90 Day Fiancé. And here we are back in the 90 Day Fiancé universe for Love in Paradise. So this is your first time seeing this, in which we were ready to do this yesterday. We're going to do this regularly on Mondays, except for next Monday, because I'm going to be out of pocket. But because of the whole Netflix Unlive reunion special for Love is Blind, we had to do that yesterday. So now here we are today doing 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise. You got a chance to finally watch this, right? I've told you about it before. You're like, yeah, whatever. But here it is, season 3. Got a chance to see it before we get into the episode. What do you think of it? Just in watching it for the first time.
It's well, it's interesting because I like the fact that it's a lot shorter than some of these other shows. Because, I mean, there's a lot of content creators out there that do these recaps. It takes a lot of work because you got to really watch it, take notes, then plan when you got to come on. And then as soon as you get done, okay, now we got to go watch 90 Day Fiancé. So I was dreading it going into it, but it's actually flows really well, goes quick. You know, these are kind of weird to me because I always think about, could I, you know, fall in love with someone I've never met in person and correspond through FaceTime, WhatsApp, whatever tools they're using, and then 9 months, a year later, finally go meet them and be in love and ready to get married? I don't know, you know, but they got some characters. I'll say that.
Indeed, they do. And, you know, let's start off with this first cast of characters, as you're calling them now, characters.
Characters.
Juan and Jessica. These two, because Jessica's from Torrington, Wyoming, where apparently you can stand in the middle of the street and not get run over by a car at all for a long period of time. And Juan is from Cali, Colombia. Fell in love with his green eyes and his accent on the cruise ship.
You know, great. You know, I've been on a cruise ship. In my mind, I would never think to hit on the staff.
Right.
Because everybody hits on them. It is what it is. He even says that he's the hot bartender and he does that little wink to to somebody. Just get,
gotta
more
get them tips, man. Got to get them tips.
Get them tips up. And I'm like, I don't get your hustle on, Juan. I don't blame you. But I think if I lived in that part of Wyoming, you know, population 5,000, there's more cows in the town than people, I would really want to go look for somebody that doesn't live there to move and relocate. But it's the other way around. He's going to be leaving, you know, if all this works out, he's going to be leaving Columbia and moving to Styx, Wyoming.
Well, you know what it is, too, though? It's the thought of and the dream of America, right? Because what you see on TV is not Torrington, Wyoming. So this is where this 90 Day Fiancé, the illusion is broken. Because what people have, and we've seen this on those who are in the 90 Day Fiancé universe have seen this, where many people are expecting New York City because that's what you see on TV. California, that's what you see on TV. You know, you see LA, you see the beaches, you see the glitz and glamour. and then you get to Torrington, Wyoming. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out when it goes out. But one of the other parts of this is that, you know, Jessica's a mom to two boys from a previous marriage. Yeah. And she and the boys headed to Colombia for a week to spend some time with Juan, who is younger, has no kids. So I almost feel sorry for him. Yeah, he's met the boys before, but he met them, you know, they were on a cruise, so he was still working.
Right.
So he had limited time with them. I almost feel sorry for him.
Why? Because he's about to take on two little kids that he doesn't know what he's getting
he has
himself
no
into?
Idea. Yes.
Well, it's, you got to look at their relationship. Without the kids, it's always fun. You know, your sex every day and all that stuff. You're not going to be able to do that with the kids. But I will commend Jessica because she's gradually introduced the kids to this man.
Right.
And vice versa. So it's not like, hey, kids, we're going to go on a cruise ship. This is my fiance and he's going to be moving here. Get to know him.
Right.
You know, so she's let them talk and they do FaceTime and all that.
They know his name.
They know his name. And so I think that's great. But he is taking on, I don't think he realizes the shock, because there's not enough people for you to sling drinks to in Torrington, Wyoming. There's not enough people for you to make drinks to. So your tips are going to come way down when you come over to Wyoming.
Well, not only that, though. I mean, think about it. When they get over there, and she brings a good friend with her, the friend that was with her when she met Juan in the first place. But the ride in the car, I call the master bedroom. I call it. Can I sleep with you? Juan, can I sleep with you? I think that he is finally realizing, holy crap. He's like, it's been 2 months since I've seen Jessica. I want sex. And then he's realizing there's some sex blockers sitting in the car in the back. And they're going to be on full blast the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. He is going to be worn out. He's going to want sex. He's going to be like, I'm tired. I'll get you tomorrow. I need a nap. What did you think when she made the comment calling Juan a stepfather? I thought that was... I don't know. I'm not a fan when people call someone a stepfather if their dad is in the picture. And these kids' dad is in the picture, which is why she can't probably leave Wyoming. But why would he be considered a... Does that ever make it weird to you when you hear people do that?
No, because, I mean, if that's what you're... Okay, if that's what you're working towards, right? You're working... If her plan is long-term with... I think she may be a little premature on the stepfather title, but if they get married... And they go through with this, then yeah, he does become their stepfather. Just having, you know, what did it say, bonus dad? it's what happens. Because if their dad gets remarried, then they're gonna have a stepmom as well. Because so it's not, it doesn't matter whether somebody's in the picture or not.
Hmm. At different strokes, different folks. I just always,
really?
You know, I've always thought it weird if the kids. Dad is involved, why he'd be a stepfather. He'd be your husband and he helps you with two kids, but I wouldn't quite say stepfather. But I get it. I get it. Technically, that's what it's... I mean, my stepdad was great, but I didn't really call him stepdad. I called him Charlie.
Okay. Yeah, and doesn't mean that you have to say, hey, stepdad Charlie. But, you know, but his title is still stepdad, right?
Oh, but I never always referred to him as that. It was just... And then, you know, when my dad passed, it was more like, hey, this is my dad. Mm-hmm. But I never just use the stepdad, stepfather thing. But okay. I get it. I get
so
it.
So if it, you know, like No Channel says, it's too soon for stepdad if not performing dadly duties yet. Now, that part I agree with. But the title is still the title because based on, you know, it's your if they get married, that's exactly what it becomes, right? But it's like brother and sister. If you have... you know, don't have the same fathers or you don't have the same mothers. Are they brothers or are you going to call them half brothers? Now, you're not going to throw the half in there. You're just brother or sister, right?
It depends on how they act. If they're good sibling, hey, that's my brother. If they're bad, that's my half brother.
Yeah, that's okay.
He get that from his daddy.
He get that. That's from his daddy's side. That has nothing to do with me. Okay. That makes sense in that part. But I mean, I'm just saying. it's not like they're gonna call him Stepdad Juan. They're still calling him Juan, and that's what they're gonna call him. But he'll still be their stepdaddy. All right. Stepdad Juan.
SDJ.
Our next couple, Scott and Lydia. And before we even get to them, Liz already says, let me just begin by saying I don't care for Lydia. I had enough of her on Pedro's season. And yes, tell you have no idea who Lydia is, right? And so let's see if we can put you down this path. Previous editions of 90 Day Fiancé, you had Chantal and Pedro, right? And Lydia is Pedro's mom. Well, they got a spinoff show, which was The Family Chantal. And one of the things that he did was he was very good in incorporating his family into the drama and into the storyline. So also his sister, who you've seen on this as well, the one who says she's the mom now, I'm the mother now. So she was in another season. And we get a glimpse of this as well in this season where she was dating Alejandro, right? And so they created storylines for everybody else. So now it's time for the storyline for the mom. And that's where I'm going, like, you know, this is obviously a made-up storyline for these two, right? Because Lydia and Scott, here we go with these. And, you know, not mad at the older folks finding love because everybody needs some love. Like she said, she hasn't had any in 12 years. Yeah, she's ready to see what's gonna happen. But this guy, Scott, let's start with Scott, and you know what I'm gonna talk about first.
I know. As soon as I saw the dog, I'm like, Yanni's gonna have a field day with this guy this whole time.
Yeah, so Scott's twin. Tell me he didn't look like that damn dog. Why is he goes into the damn ice cream shop, lets the dog get up on the damn glass. Come on, up. I'm like, wait, what? If I'm in there, I want my money back immediately. Because y'all let this dude walk in with a dog and do all this. And then he's sitting down feeding the dog ice cream, not only out of his own cup, but then off his ice cream cone. Come on,
it wasn't off his ice cream cone. No, you're right. He fed the dog out the cup, but then I think he was finished with ice cream cone. I don't think he was licking it after the dog licked it.
I wouldn't put it past
him. I hope not, but I mean, why are you taking a shower with the dog?
Yeah.
But some people love their dogs. You know what I mean? He is a true hardcore dog lover.
Man, he was there tongue kissing that dog, all that stuff. Like, yo.
Now, so apparently Alejandro, he's now the ex because Lydia can't stand him, introduced Scott to Lydia. He thought they'd be great, which I think you're right. This is a made-up story line for how they met.
And in the storyline, it's probably, oh, you didn't want me with your daughter? Let me give you some revenge.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, I'm like, okay, Scott, do you speak Spanish?
No.
Do you understand Spanish? Like, why would you try to date someone who doesn't speak the language? Mm-hmm. And you're not going to immerse yourself into the language.
Right.
To be able to learn it.
Right.
So I can't wait to see where this shit show goes, because I think that's what it's going to be. I mean, you know, you can try to do the Google Translate, play a game of charades and try to show your phone, but that's going to make conversations really long.
This is why, because of course, this also gets the daughter back into the conversation because she's got to be there to translate. Again, this we see this for what it is. This is production saying this family is gold, and you can tell because even JD's like, I want the family Chantal back, you know, because regardless of how much drama they had, people loved it. And they watched it. That's why they got the spinoff. And they ended up on different seasons of different variations of the show. Because, you know, they're like 42 different variations of 90 Day Fiancé. The root is 90 Day Fiancé. That's the spine. And then they're like 42 other extensions of it, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. And what'd you think of, like Liz says here, Lydia has a new body, butt implants and lipo. When she was trying on her bathing suits to get ready for Scott coming in.
I'm glad that the daughter is supportive of her in this process. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I think if Scott likes her and he's attracted to her and she likes Scott, bonus. But I'm not going to comment on what I think of the swimsuits.
What did you think of Scott's dance with a towel?
I'm glad he didn't open the towel because I was just like, hey, what is about to happen? I thought he's about to open the towel and do some helicopter or something. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, but Scott seems like that that fun, wild guy at the party.
Right.
That you're like, hey, is Scott coming? Oh, we're going to have a ball.
Yes.
So I'm curious to see his antics throughout this season or this season.
Hey, let Scott do it. He'll do anything. Hey, shout out to Liz. Thank you very much for the super chat. Yes. Now, I have a hard time remembering because I haven't watched the Family Chantal in a long time. I haven't been in 90 Day Fiancé universe in a while. But it says, it looks like Lydia had butt implants and lipo. Her story's fake. We're right there along with you. We can see that this story is what it is. I mean, it's set for the drama, and I guess because they're not quite sure how much drama they're going to get elsewhere. But we'll see. I mean, because obviously this family has lived in this universe this long for a reason. There's a reason why they're still there.
Yeah. I just like hearing him say his name, a Scott. I mean, I grew up in Texas, so, you know, you hear people's kind of broken English sometimes, especially if English is not their first language, but mm-hmm. Scott, a Sprite. When I worked at Sonic, when you like to drink, a Sprite.
Yo, JD says, my friend says Scott looks like an old Mark the Shark. You know what?
Yes!
You are right.
Yes.
That's Mark the Shark in about 15, 20 years.
Yeah, that is a good call out.
Wow, that is perfect.
He sure does. He sure does. Less crazy eye, but still equally a little weird.
Let's see. So we had Ben Affleck last night. Ben Affleck, Zach, and now we got Mark the Shark Scott. This is hilarious. And yes, I absolutely agree, Mona. Lydia is there for a check. And can you blame her? That's what they were talking about. Remember the whole thing? The initial storyline with Pedro and Chantal was him trying to make sure he sent money back to the family. You want to make sure he still took care of the family. So he has lived up to his word in doing this show from the very beginning. And he started it, and look at what he's done with his family over the years. You know what? At the end of the day, you gotta give it to Pedro for what he's done for his family. He's brought them all along. By the way, Mona says she lives in Texas too. You're exactly right, Terrell.
Yeah, a Sprite.
And not so dumb. Blonde says he's definitely not all there. That dancing. Oh my! I was so grossed out.
But you couldn't stop watching. You're just like
exactly. But like you, I'm like, please.
Please don't open that towel.
Don't do it. Don't you do it.
See, but I think that's the goofy stuff that guys do that you don't do when cameras are on you.
Yeah.
You know, that's private. You kind of act a little goofy with your honey or whatever, but I can't wait to see more of this guy because he's going to be funny.
That's why he is the guy they put with her, because he is going to be able to do that. And then you've even seen the previews, like he's got a little angry side to him if you allow him to. You know, it's that roid rage. So we'll see some of that as well. But he's going to be an interesting character this entire season. But
so does she, because I saw some of the clips of her yelling at Alejandro and everyone else. I'm just like, man, you big mad.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a shit show this season. I can tell you that already. Another shit show. Valentine and Carlos. And these two met them last season in season two of Love is Paradise. And the first thing I'm going to say is, thank God, the rug is gone. Thank God Almighty, the rug is gone. And Valentine cut that mess off his head because, Jesus Christ, that was horrible.
Well, I was curious to see what was going on because it starts out with him in the barber chair. Mm-hmm. And when she was lining him up in the back, I'm like, did you get like a reverse fade? Is it like bald of here and then you got to grow the hair on the edge? This is reverse taper or whatever you want to call it. But then when they showed what he used to rock, I was like, ooh, man, I'm so glad you got rid of that.
You see, We're not doing it because Ronnie 7399 says, I'm so glad Valentine got rid of what was on his head. And it is Valentine, right? Because it's the way he pronounced it, it's spelled differently and it's pronounced a little crazy. Trisha Ann says, glad that Valentine removed the rug, but he colored that front like a mug. Yes, he did. Yo, I don't understand how people allowed their barbers to be painters and paint. I'll tell you what's so bad. Like, brothers, we got to stop doing this, okay? Do not allow your barber to do that, okay? Because I even saw, it was a clip from another, from a show, and from a distance you can see. You know how you have your edge will come in this way? Well, the barber painted the whole thing through there. I'm like, yo, you know we can see this, right? You guys got to stop this. There's no way you have no hip top, but you still have a line. If you're going bald, go bald, Valentine. Leave it alone, man. Leave it alone.
Embrace it. Embrace the baldness or go to Hims, get you some other than that rug. Get you something else.
Yeah, he has a starter kit. What is that? Is it the shag that they have in Dallas where they do it that way in Dallas where it's more of the more hair in the back. It fades down to it, kind of like what you're thinking of the river. It's almost like you call it the reverse slope, but it would be I think it's the shag that they do in Dallas. And of course, this hair is obviously an issue in this couple because, like JD says, oh my God, Carlos and that Captain Hook mustache.
So they are, and I've never watched any of these shows, so I don't know history, but I just learned about them last night. So Valentine's a singer, songwriter, and an HR professional.
Yeah, he's right there in your line of work.
I'm not a singer songwriter, but I'm just like, that's a very interesting mix. I bet he's fun at the company parties. So Carlos is in Colombia, Valentine's in LA. Mm-hmm. So they met through social media, and I'm like, okay, what social media did y'all meet through? But they met through social media, slid in the DMs. And they talked for a year and a half before they met.
Right.
I was, you know, I'm just thinking, like, I applaud people who can do this. I have that kind of patience. I couldn't talk to someone for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And you give me 6 months and we haven't met. I'm like, it's not meant to be.
Yeah, whole 6 months. I thought you were going to say 6 weeks.
I can give it 6 months, especially if it's another country. You got to plan for that. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. But
we got to think. Max. Part of it was also, I want to say, part of it was because of the pandemic as well. So, because you saw when they met, they had the masks on, so it was, you know.
Could be, but if you go to like Jessica and Juan, they talked for 9 months before she went back out to meet him. You know, and every month she goes to Colombia now.
Right.
So, but I mean, I think they were interesting to hear about, and I can't wait to see the drama because I felt like I'm seeing a replay of these toxic relationships in some of these shows. It's like, if that's y'all stick, that you fight, you break up, make up sex, get back together. Fight, break up, make up sex, get back together.
Well, when they were...
And now we're going to get married.
Exactly. So this is the whole thing. When he went to Colombia to meet Carlos, or as Lucy B calls him, the Iron Sheik. you know what? She's absolutely right, though. It's the thing about it is they were good, and then their alpha personalities. Cause here's the thing about both of them. They're both, I think they said they were both tops. So it's like, how's this going to work out? Then you've got Valentine, who is polyamorous. And now we find out that Carlos, because they had to add more to his, now he's not just, he may identify as gay, but he's more bi than gay. So their personalities clashed a lot early on as well, too, right? So as they're clashing early on, that's when they have these arguments. And it's interesting to hear what's been happening since we last saw them last season when, you know, Valentine actually proposed. And you see, the good thing is, what I like about this episode, too, if you missed all last of season two, you got a glance in them meeting the first time. You got a glimpse of them also for the proposal and, you know, all of that stuff. So you see there's love there. But then you hear about the bad stuff and you hear about the toxicity and, you know, breaking up 3 weeks. No, I was a little over a month away from the wedding and still getting back together and saying, all right, well, let's do it still anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like that's just drama. And then I guess you have this Victor person that's Carlos's ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants this person to come to the wedding.
So, okay, so let me fill you in on this too, because a couple of things here, right? So, because Trisha Ann even said they were fighting over the top and bottom and getting an extra partner, which is what we talked about. And now that Carlos is bi, I missed that before. Yes, because I don't think he brought that up before. He brought that up now in this season, right? That's the new twist, because even, like you said, Victor, who is his ex, we were introduced to him in season two, okay? Mm-hmm. So here's what happened. He introduced him, but at the time when he dated Victor, Carlos wasn't as much, he wasn't ready to be out of the closet. So they were very secretive. He hadn't revealed to his family that he was gay. So none of that stuff. And so Victor felt a little slighted from their relationship in that space. Even though they're friends now and they're still friends, he still felt slighted because, like, I didn't get a real chance. And you can see that. And now that I say this, and now that you have this kind of knowledge, if you go back and look at their scene where he's telling him about, what's her name, Michelle, you mm-hmm. see Victor's face. He's like, constantly, because he's like, wait a minute. And where did this woman come from? And you see all these things. Like, how are all these people getting this chance with you that I didn't get? You can see it in his face. He's like, he's just aggravated.
Yeah, I think Carlos and Michelle slept together.
That was my thought.
I think they slept together. But I mean, does...
They didn't just play in each other's hair. There's a reason why he's around her all the time.
Yeah, he was saying that they were intimate. What do they call it? He was saying not physically, but mm-hmm. they were intimate. I'm like, right. What does that mean?
They braided each other's hair, maybe?
I don't know how that would still be physical intimacy touch. So I don't know how you can be intimate and
yeah,
not, but that's what he's claiming.
Well, I think when he's saying physical, I think that he's talking about intercourse, but I still think they did it.
They did something.
Yeah.
Somebody finished. Don't know. Was it her or him? Somebody
or
finished.
Both.
Or both. However they did it.
We're just going to stare at each other from across the bed. You do you, I do me. We'll finish together. Like, what the hell? So Carlos now wants Michelle to come to the wedding. And Valentine has an issue with this. Rightfully so, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. If you feel threatened by her, you don't want her at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is always something that comes up when you have weddings and people are still friends with exes.
Right.
Or, you know, people they've had history with, are mm-hmm. they allowed to come to the wedding? And a lot of it all depends. How long ago was the history? What really happened?
Right.
You know, but this whole mystery of we were intimate, but we never slept together, but I wanted to come to the wedding. I'm like, I'd probably be on Valentine's side on this one to say, yeah, no. What? She can watch it online.
We'll send her some pictures. You know, the thing, here's what I think gets Valentine a little bit too, is the fact that he's polyamorous. So he's like, I can love more than one person at a time. And he has brought that up, and Carlos was like, no, I love one person only. Well, you just said you're getting close with this woman, Michelle. So what's happening here? So that's where I think this friction is coming in, because he's like, and he even says it, I'm afraid to lose him to her.
Mm.
Well, they decided to come up with a compromise on the compromises that Valentine meets with Michelle prior to the wedding to see if good vibes, bad vibes, go ahead and let her come to the wedding or nah. How do you think that's going to turn out?
I think he's going to wind up letting her come to the wedding because that's going to bring the drama to the show. So he's going to be like, fine. That's what you want.
Yeah.
And then the drama is going to happen. And TLC is going to be going, thank you so much. All the way to the bank.
Indeed. You know, it's going to be an interesting one, man. We still have, I think we've only met like half of the couples, right? I think we've met three couples so far. There are three more to go. So this is going to be interesting. And here we are. Just like that. This episode's over. I was like, wait a minute, that's it? I thought we had some more to go. Because like you said, this one kind of flew by.
Yeah, and I'm thankful. If that's what this season's going to be like, if they start to pull that two-hour episode stuff, some of these other shows have tried to do, I'm going to lose it. But so far, so good, and I can't wait to see more of the paradise part because I want to look for some places to travel to.
Right.
And God, the DR, I need to put that on my list of places to go because it looks pretty amazing out there.
And they're also going to be in Jamaica, obviously, because you've got the nudists and the old man. Those two are going to be together. That's going to be an interesting combination as well, especially seeing the stuff that she does on camera to earn her living. It's like, because, you know, it's more fetish stuff, like sitting on cakes. It's going to be an interesting season, man. This is going to be an interesting season. So, you know, glad we're here on this ride. And like you said, hopefully you get some more vacation ideas when you see this. Maybe you'll be heading to Colombia next year just because you want to go check out some of the spots down there.
Somebody that's sitting on cakes? Sweet Cheeks? Well,
she's in Jamaica.
OnlyFans? Sweet Cheeks?
Hey, if you made it this far, man, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming along, just joining with us. Make sure you hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. We'll be back tomorrow for Married at First Sight, season 16. This will be what, episode 16, right?
I believe so.
Yep. And then back Friday for Ready to Love reunion special part 2. I know you're happy for that because that means we wrap up the Ready to Love season.
Yeah. Be done with that Ready to Love show. Can't wait.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on your net. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.